They were there in the 1970s. The 80s. And the 90s. It's amazing. With the blink of an eye, you finally see the light. Aerosmith has managed to become one of the most enduring bands in American rock history. Now the group is releasing its first studio album in 11 years. It's called Music from Another Dimension, and it's out this week. The album is a labor of love that lead singer Steven Tyler says almost didn't happen. I spoke with Tyler a couple days ago, and the rock star turned American Idol judge told me about a particularly tough time when drugs and alcohol were tearing the band apart. It all came to a head in 2009 when Tyler actually fell off a stage during a live show.
No one in the band called me for a bunch of weeks. I was so unearthed by that. The pain meds they gave me, I just went off on. I'm a good drug addict and a recovering alcoholic, and I did what we all do well, which was abuse the drugs again, and I wound up in Betty Ford. I got out, and everything changed. From then to now, it was, pretty astounding. I apologized to the guys. We did 2 months of laying tracks down. The music started falling out of the sky, and the band was what we were in the beginning. It was such a magic moment again, and it was like things levitated.
There are all kinds of collaborations on this album. John Lennon's son Julian does background vocals on a song, right?
Yeah, well, you know, I was staying at the Sunset Marquee, where I've stayed for the last 20 years with my family. I had all these lyrics and the songs, and I was working double time doing Idol and then going to the studio, and I needed a place to be by myself, wake up in the middle of the night and nail the music and write these lyrics. So I moved into the Sunset Marquee, and one day I found out that Julian was in the hotel, and I woke up the next morning, took a shower, and I was singing Julian Seashell Eyes, and I heard Steven. I went, Julian, and the rest is history.
Played
him my album,
he
played me his new album, and so I brought him down to the studio, and we happened to be doing that first song, and the first line is, hello, doo-doo-doo. Hello, hello, come on, come on, come on. He's so talented, and he's such John's spirit, that the world needs to embrace this man, because it's what's left of John.
I've read that the Beatles were a huge influence on your life, but I've also read that your father himself was a musician, which I didn't know. He was a classical pianist and an orchestra director?
My dad was Juilliard trained. So when I grew up in the Bronx, and I lived in a little tiny 20 by 15 apartment with a Steinway piano in it. Huh. And that's where I grew up under his piano, listening to those notes. And I learned the language of music, how to dance with the notes and in between them. So he taught me those notes you hear, that weirdness in Dream On, is my father, Bach, Brahms, Beethoven, Debussy. I grew up on that.
Every time that I look in the mirror, all these lines in my face getting clearer.
Those are the notes that are swimming around in my head that I add to the rock and roll of Joe Perry's guitar.
There are some pretty classic sounding Aerosmith ballads on this new album. I want to play a bit from a track called Another Last Goodbye. Let's listen to this.
I want to thank you for the ride and pull the thorn out of my side. You call me your baby.
Steven, that is pretty amazing. I mean, you've been doing this many, many, many years. And you still have this amazing range. Has that changed for you? Have there been chapters where you couldn't hit that note?
Oh, there's been nights. I've written some songs with Joe where he looks at me and he says, remember, you got to sing that note every night. That's a song that's been sitting around. I swear the melody's lived in my mind since before Dream On, but it's so meaningful because it's about every love I've ever had and lost at. There's so much of my soul, my passion in that song that it was actually hard to sing, especially the bridge. I just finished that 5 months ago. That is the demo that was done in my barn. And that is, you know, we've of course added some stuff to it, but that is it.
Talking to us alone today, your fellow bandmates aren't with you, but I do want to ask you about Joe Perry, if you had to sum up your relationship with him.
I love him and I hate him. I can't tell you. We fight like brothers. I wish I was smarter and went over to his house and knocked on his door and wrung his neck. I watched him come from who he thought he was to who he is now, which is the licks on this album, A Legendary Child, for instance. Out Go the Lights. They're classic songs that I bet Jimmy Page wishes, you know, he could have come up with. You know, we've made a pact to be the last band standing, Joe and I. There is no finish line with this band. And our rock universe has found a new center of gravity. You know, welcome to the music of another dimension. Da, 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 da.
Steven Tyler, his new album is called Music from Another Dimension. The new album from Aerosmith is out Tuesday. Steven Tyler, thanks so much.
Okay, you're very welcome.
And you can hear more songs from Aerosmith's new album at NPR.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin.